Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School. Lucy is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phrenology report of this week of April 18th, 2020. My name is Lucy and I'm your phrenologist for this week. Wednesday the 22nd marked the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. It is to remind us of the importance of taking care of our global home we all share. There was a time when the rivers were so polluted they actually catched on fire. We used poisons so freely that many birds and people sickened and even died. Our national symbol, the bald eagle, almost became extinct too. We have come a long way and once again enjoy clean water to swim and fish in, and clean air to breathe. By being observant, we've noticed the natural world around us and begin to really care. We recycle, reuse containers, and reduce pollution. Ellen got a little sunburnt when she was in two harbors by the Egna G tugboat on the 19th. The next few days were so windy and cold, you really had to bundle up with gloves. On Wednesday the 22nd, Miss Jackson observed some snow flurries at her house. Mariah saw a blue heron out on her back window on Sunday the 19th at 7:30. On the forest floor, fox sparrows are making lots of noises, crunching leaves as they scratch around the seeds and insects. They were the first seen on Tuesday the 21st. The tree sparrows returned to the Northland on Tuesday afternoon the 23rd. Miss Jackson's tulips in our garden are slowly open as of Thursday, April 23rd. The beautiful crocuses in Miss TG's garden were suddenly gone on Wednesday morning. They were cleanly eaten down. She suspects either a rabbit or a deer as they walked right up to house each evening. On Sunday night, a lone wood frog was calling. He sounded unsure as if he was checking to see if other frogs had dug their way out of the leaves and mud to begin the spring songs. Isaac saw four bald eagles flying above the river in front of his cabin at the same time on Monday the 20th. Mariah saw four deers on Monday the 20th and three deers on Tuesday the 21st. On Tuesday afternoon, Miss TG took a walk in the woods. In the little ponds was melted snow. There were larvae of mosquitoes. No ticks were observed yet, and she was glad. However, ticks have been reported in the Duluth area. This concludes the phrenology report this week. Go outside and explore. Have a healthy week and be observant.
Wow, good job. Lucy, you really covered it there. Sunburn, I like that. I got a little sunburn myself this past week. I gotta say, I enjoyed it. Blue herons, fox sparrows on the 21st, tree sparrows on the 23rd, wood frogs calling, lots of deer, and just a lot of things going on in the Duluth area too. And I'm sure if you have been outside, you are noticing the same sorts of things changing very quickly around your house.